I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and you know, as I say every week, one thing that this show is intended to do is get you learning about new things in the area, get you out and about experiencing things you might not experience without knowing that it's going to happen. A little outside your comfort zone, there's nothing wrong with that. Came across an email about Blueback Farmers Market. It's more than just a market. And we're going to get into that this morning with one of the co-founders, Mary Collins, and she's going to talk to us about the idea, the vision, and the events that are going on. Mary, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Joey. Really appreciate the airtime.
So, you know, it's listed as Blueback Farmers Market, but this isn't just your normal run-of-the-mill farmers market now.
Well, that's what we hope. We're in our first year, Sundays 10 to 1 in the West Hartford Town Hall parking lot. And there's some beautiful farmers markets in the state, including one on Saturday in West Hartford at LaSalle. But we've been also focusing about making it what I like to call a third place with events that encourage people to linger. And we've been really working on trying to do things that get people across generations, across races and denominations. And that's a really important part of our market. And we've had some success and we continue to build it out and we're always looking for new ideas.
And that's the thing, it's, you know, like you said, it's somewhere you want people to linger. It's not just come in, get your produce like a typical farmer's market and then leave. The aspect of it is for people to stay, you know, whether it's the makers or the people growing or the events. I mean, this afternoon, one of your special events, you have an artist coming in and people are going to experience its Junk Pot Studios. There's more than just, you know, go get your tomatoes and go home, make some salad. This is something you want people to stay. You want people, like you said, to linger. It's a community melting pot.
Yeah, I'm a professor at Central, and during COVID, you know, I really noticed what happened when this big campus shut down, and I missed campus life. With you never know what's going to happen, right? You know, you could have a ceramic artist like Junk Pot Studios, or you could have a live music performance. So the market for us was not just Connecticut grown produce, but sort of recreating that campus feel. So we have top artists, we've had weavers, we're having a blacksmith come to show you how to make knives. and we've done some cool programs where we were interviewing seniors in Connecticut for State Story Archive. We're going to have a special program for veterans to share their stories. And this past weekend, we had a thing showing kids how to plant potted plants and how to water and different soils. And they all got to walk away with free plants, very hands-on. So those are just some examples of trying to create more of a campus feel of like lingering and experiencing something free, open to everybody. And I really like that. I feel like we're doing good. We're looking to do even better. So we are welcome and eager to hear ideas for programming from people. Again, with the goal to be very inclusive across generations, races, denominations, and a lot of fun.
And that's one of the things like that campus life, those, you know, pop-up events that people might not be interested in. But once they experience it, it becomes that learning thing and kind of sparks a little something or creativity or, you know, you're questioning certain things that it opens up to different people, different races, different ages, different backgrounds. It opens them up to things that they might not be getting that experience with in their own backyard. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you, I'm really appreciate you saying that because I think like it's a privilege for me to be a college professor, by the way. And so I'm privileged to be in an environment where I'm exposed to culture all the time. And I have to remind myself that for a lot of people, they have no exposure to culture. They're working hard. They might be a single parent with kids. They don't have a lot of money, you know, and that's that's one of the joys of my life, is that I'm exposed to culture all the time. So bringing in an artist like the artist we have this weekend, he'll be doing a demo, throwing pots on a wheel, giving people a chance to participate, tell you about art studios in the area. There could be someone who wanders into the market with their young kids who've never been exposed to that. And it's nothing but positive, right? It's not controversial or political. It's just about being in a space where something really positive is happening and anyone can come. Great parking, by the way. We're in the West Harvard Town Hall parking lot on Sunday, again, 10 to 1, free, tons of parking. Doesn't cost to come to the market, doesn't cost to go to any of the events. Everything is free.
And it's one of those things where, like, you know, someone might come that, you know, even just we take it for granted, I guess, where our food comes from, you know, to meet the people or where the art, you know, comes from that we're experiencing in different areas. So to come to something like this, experience it, talk to, and trust me, the people that are doing these things want you to talk to them. Don't be afraid to come up to a vendor or an artist and really ask them the questions. They're there to inform you if you have questions on certain things.
Oh, they're so hardworking and they take so much pride. We have a newsletter on the Blueback Farmers Market website, and in the August issue, I went to Clatter Ridge Farm, and they have free range pigs and sheep, and they're roaming all through the woods. And you go on the farm, there aren't any fences really. And I just learned so much from being there and talking to them, and they take so much pride in being authentic in what they do. And so most of the vendors do enjoy talking to you about the passion they have for their products. So that is absolutely a vital part of it. No doubt about it. Again, we have at least 20 vendors every week with a huge range. We have some good, tasty bakers, too.
Baking. I mean, one of my sons is really starting to get into baking, and I'm all for it. So it's to feed, no pun intended, that interest kids or different adults that, you know, you had something you don't really understand how or why it happens that way. So to talk to someone or a baker or a craftsman or woman about their craft and understand that there's nothing stopping you. And I always joke with my kids about this. I mean, as humans, we can pretty much do anything if we really want to. And it doesn't.
Well, I love that idea that by exposure, it also shows you opportunity. That's a really great insight.
You know, education doesn't really matter if you're wanting to learn. You can learn no matter what your background, what your socioeconomic, you know, horizon looks like. If you really want to learn, you're able to do that and to go to something like the Blueback Farmers Market and experience these things, whether it's a nutritionist or an author or someone like Junk Pot doing pottery. If that spark gets ignited anywhere, I feel that's a good thing.
Definitely. We've had some people doing a compost program. That was fun. And a lot of people signed up in town. And one of our people was a chef. He did a chef demo on how, and people love that. How do you make a basic dish? You know, get the stuff from the market, and then what do you do with what you got from the market? Let me show you. Mm-hmm. You know, and he showed all this great knife work, and then he made gazpacho out of what they brought from the market. And that was really, you know, really fun. It was fun for me to watch. Again, that campus feel. I really like coming back to that. I was talking earlier about, how I feel Elizabeth Park is probably one of the more successful public spaces in the greater Hartford area of integrated, joyful, playful, safe, and a campus. So Central Connecticut State University's campus. And so the vision for the market is that other thing. It's not just the Connecticut grown. Really, really important part of it for me. But it takes a lot of energy and you need the community to care.
Yes.
Like, you know, some of our best ideas have come from people, you know, people outside of our board of directors. Like, you know, again, I'm in all seriousness on your show, really want people to reach out at contact@bluebackfarmersmarket.org or go to our website, Blueback Farmers Market, and give us ideas.
Yeah.
We're really, really excited about, you know, what do people think would be really great to share in this public space? That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah, because I mean,
everybody's public space.
If you're interested in it and you enjoy something, most likely someone else is going to enjoy it.
Definitely.
They just don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's why I stumbled on the guy who's going to show us how to make knives. he was on one of those TV shows on Amazon and was sort of like blown away, except for blacksmiths. And he was at the Chamber of Commerce, and he mentioned that he makes knives, and I told him about the market, and he's like, oh, you wouldn't believe, you know, I bring a lot of kids in from Hartford and show them how to, you know, work a forge, and a lot of them have really gotten into it, and it's been a great space for them. And I was like, this is great. Why don't you come to the market? He's going to set up his forge there. He's coming in October.
And that's the thing, you know, it's getting people experiencing something that they might not have otherwise been experiencing. And I mean, I'm looking at ahead. There's always things coming up. I'm looking at the website, bluebackfarmersmarket.org. Got an events calendar. Yeah. There's a bunch of things coming up. I hope people check it out. And like I said, if there's, you know, something that you find interesting and you know someone, or you are someone that does something, you know, an art or a craft or a band.
We're totally interested.
You know, email, send an email, contact@bluebackfarmersmarket.org. I am sure Mary would love to hear from you.
And again, I can't thank you enough for the airtime, because, you know, we get diverse ideas by just sending it out there and seeing what happens.
Like I said, everyone's into something, and I'm sure someone else will also be into that. So, Mary, I thank you for joining me this morning. Let's get some people out to Blueback Farmers Market, whether it's this afternoon, learning how to throw a pot and make some pottery. There's nothing wrong with that. There's things that are going on all over the state. Blueback Farmers Market is just one of them. Get out there, find Mary, give her your ideas, and just get and enjoy great things like this that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.